You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. There's a new exhibit of Idaho artist James Castle, which explores his visual vocabulary. Castle was born deaf, never took an art lesson, but created a wide range of art from everyday household items. So this new exhibit, called Ways of Knowing, is on display at the James Castle House Museum, which is operated by the City of Boise. Joining us today are Andre Merrill, the collection manager for 25 years at the James Castle Collection and Archive, and Kristen Hill, Cultural Sites Program Coordinator with Boise's Arts and History Department. Thanks you both for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So, Kristen, I'd like to start with you. For folks who may not know, can you give us a quick snapshot of James Castle and who he was?
Yeah, absolutely. James Castle was an Idaho artist. He lived in Idaho his entire life. He was born in 1899 and passed away in 1977, and he is one of the most prolific artists that I am aware of. So we're very lucky the city of Boise has had the opportunity to share his house and his legacy with our community.
Andre, as I mentioned, you've been the collection manager for 25 years at the James Castle Collection and Archive. It is a private organization that preserves Castle's work. What have you learned about James Castle over that time?
Well, I've learned that he became a master of himself, really. And the reason I say that is that it seems to me, as evidenced by his work, and over these years that I've been with it, that he was able to investigate, as the title of the show says, Ways of Knowing. He was investigated not only the structure that's behind the world that we see, but also the structure of, you might say, the invisible world. And in that way, he was able to understand the world as we know it in both invisible and visible ways. So that, for example, it's seen in the variety of his work, such different kinds of work, all the way from, highly rendered and perfectly drawn set drawings, as he's known by, was known by originally, all the way to very abstract, what we call calendars. There's patterns. He did so many varieties of work that you can readily see the directions that he went in this his investigation. Mm-hmm. So it's my opinion and observation that he not only became a master at being able to depict the world as we know it, but also at the same time, he was able to investigate his own inner world. And so in that sense, then he seemed to become a master of himself, both mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
And I think, Andrea, that
If someone comes to the exhibit, the way that it's presented, I think that a person would come around with that same thought.
And I know that you chose 130 pieces of art for this exhibit. Was that a difficult process to have to narrow down his work?
Yes, it was a difficult process, but I think, as I explained, that I thought the most important thing was to, again, try to get down to the essence of what he was about, how he worked. I guess I should put it that way. So I'm a fan of Heraclitus, who was an ancient philosopher who spoke in riddles, and I think Castle's work is in riddles, too. So they're alike in that sense. But I noticed that how Castle started his work was how he ended it. But you can't tell the difference between his beginning and his end. And I know that that's sort of cryptic in nature, but I think it can be described with an empty room. It's both, you know, experientially, the beginning and the end when we come into an empty. And he, in the exhibit, there's two drawings of empty rooms, and they're beautiful. They're really beautiful.
And Kristen, Andre is the first guest curator at the James Castle House, correct?
Yes, that's correct. We were very, very excited to have the opportunity to invite her to curate this show, knowing just how incredibly knowledgeable she is about Castle and how closely she has worked with his artwork for so long. I know, you know, I have been in a constant process of learning since I started this job with the James Castle House, and I'm always astonished at how much more I learn, and I have learned so much from the process of this show. So I'm really grateful to Andre for being willing to share with us.
Well, and I think that's what's so interesting, Kristen, is I remember when the James Castle House was being renovated and restored, and I think it was the first time so many of us actually had ever heard of James Castle.
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, it's been a really interesting process over the last few years of us being open to share this with our community and to see how much interest there actually is in his work. I think definitely as someone who lives in Boise or is from Boise, this is something that we can all sort of embrace as a part of our own history. This is a part of our cultural history, which is amazing. And James Castle, you know, he was such an incredible artist, an incredible human. You know, there's a lot of focus on the fact that he was born deaf, which is, you know, definitely a huge part of the story, but there is so much more in this story that we try to tell.
And Kristen, before I let you guys go, what was your impression when you got to see the exhibit for the first time?
I was blown away, honestly. It is incredible to see the way that Andre has created this show. Not just with the range of works, but with the way that the works move, the way that it kind of helps you through it. You follow this flow and you watch these changes that are happening in a way that there's sort of an understanding of what the show is saying without someone having to explicitly explain it to you.
Mm. Well, I want to thank both of you for taking time to talk about this. So excited to have this in our back door. In our backyard, rather. We've been talking with Andre Merrill, the collection manager for the James Castle Collection and Archive, and Kristen Hill, Cultural Sites Program Coordinator with Boise's Arts and History Department. We've been talking today about the new James Castle exhibit. It's titled Ways of Knowing. The exhibit is open right now through April at the James Castle House in Boise. Again, thank you both so much for your time today.
Thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us on this Monday. Our senior producer is Samantha Wright. Our theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. I'm Gemma Gaudette. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.